Dreamscape presents The Door by the Staircase by Catherine Marsh. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. For Julian, Sasha, and Natalia, Moya Semya. For Lydia, Moya Pedruga. One. Just after midnight, Mary Hayes crept into the kitchen of the Buffalo Asylum for Young Ladies and opened a small door on the side of the enormous cast-iron stove. Then she took a deep breath and shoved herself inside. A chilly October wind blew across Lake Erie, but the stove was not fired up. Mrs. Boot was always telling Mary and the other orphans that cold was good for them, that it toughened them up. But Mary had recently learned from one of the older girls that Mrs. Boot did not keep the stove lit at night so that she could pocket the money she saved on fuel. It was this seemingly dismal bit of news that had given Mary an idea. Even for a skinny 12-year-old, the clean-out door was a tight fit. But the worst part wasn't squeezing herself through it, or even the pitch blackness when she closed the door behind her. It was the smoky carbon smell. For a moment, Mary found herself thinking about her brother, Caleb. He had been just 13 months older, and her best friend. It was he who had taught her to read, and who had given her Grimm's Household Tales, the book she had sneaked out of the bedroom they shared on the night of the fire. It was this book that had saved her life. The Household Tales lay inside her shoulder bag.